sleep, 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 sleep. That's just as important as anything that we're doing from a physical standpoint, from a training standpoint. We got to get our sleep, folks. Episode 250 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, get some rest. Hey guys, today's quick tip is brought to you by audible.com. You know, if you like listening to podcasts, which obviously you do because you're listening to this, there's probably a decent chance that you might enjoy listening to audiobooks as well, in case that's something that you haven't done before. And the good folks at audible.com are hooking you guys up, hooking up the listeners of the Diz Runs With podcast with a free 30-day trial, along with a free audiobook download that you get to keep. Whether you extend your trial or not, you get to keep that free audiobook, which is worth, you know, a lot of times like $15 to $20 is what most of those books cost. So whether you're looking for running books, whether you're looking for business books, fiction books, whatever type of book genre that might be your thing, pretty good chance you can find books on that topic at audible.com. And if you go through the link, dizruns.com/audible, which will also be in the show notes and also be in the, you can just tap on the album art in your mobile device and go right through that link as well. You'll get that free 30-day trial along with a free audiobook download of your choice. So thanks to Audible for sponsoring today's quick tip. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about the importance of rest. And in my own very unofficial, very unscientific research, which means just from me paying attention a little bit and talking to other people, other runners, obviously, I think that many of us, and I'm going to lump myself in that category as well, although I think I'm trying to get out of it. I'm at least aware of the problem, but I think that many of us struggle when it comes to getting adequate rest. And I mean rest from both, you know, days off and from sleeping at night. And I think that the sleeping at night thing is a big problem here in the United States. I've seen studies, and I don't have the research in front of me, so I'm just going to make up statistics. No, I'm not going to make anything up, but I've seen studies that say that the vast majority of Americans, and I don't remember the statistics, so I'm not going to try, but many of us don't get enough sleep at night. And the sleep that we do get is not always of the highest quality. So I just want to take a few minutes today and talk about why sleep is so important, why rest is so important, and a couple of ways that we can try to do a little bit better job. And I'm going to focus mostly on the sleep component today. I'm not going to talk as much about rest days, but those are important as well. And if you don't believe me, let me know. And if you need help figuring out how to incorporate rest days into your routine, let me know and we can work on that. But when it comes to sleep at night, the best performance enhancing drug that you can get that's natural is sleep. I mean, that's when our bodies do the vast majority of our repair work. That's when recovery happens. That's when, you know, all the work you put in on your training runs for that day and your strength training sessions and your cross training, whatever it is that you're doing, that's when the results happen. The results don't happen after the run or after the workout. The results happen that night while you're sleeping and your body gets to work repairing the tissue and making it stronger and making it more durable and making it more pliable and making it be able to withstand those increased demands. And if you don't get that amount of rest, you're minimizing the results of the work, or at least you're negatively impacting the results of the work that you put in. So you're literally sabotaging your own hard work, your own training, your own sweat by not sleeping enough. And what is enough? That's the first question, I guess. There is no magic number. You know, everybody, kind of the rule of thumb is that it's 8 hours, but it's not. It could be seven, it could be nine. But just because you wake up and you think you can make it through the day doesn't mean that you've gotten enough. Like, you need to really feel rested. You need to be able to bounce out of bed. For me, the sweet spot tends to be about seven and a half hours. But I've just figured that out through trial and error. And so that's something that you need to work at. But if you're trying to improve towards goals, if you're trying to reduce your risk of injury, sleep is the number one thing you can do. That's natural. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. You just, maybe cost you the Daily Show or it costs you the Tonight Show or something like that. But, you can watch those things in the morning. You know, you can watch them on YouTube. They're still funny. Promise. I spent the last about 3 years of Jon Stewart being on the Daily Show. I watched just about every episode, but I watched all of them the next day and they were still funny. Promise. So what are some ways that you can get more sleep or get better quality of sleep? Obviously, the first one, we won't spend much time on this one because it's obvious, but go to bed earlier. You know, if you're gonna, especially for those of us that get up and run in the morning, it's not like we can sleep in more or else we're gonna miss our runs. So if you want to get more sleep, you gotta reverse engineer and go, all right, well, if I'm gonna get up at 4 o'clock to go run tomorrow and I want to get 8 hours of sleep, that means I need to go to bed at, do the math, 8 o'clock at night. Now, that might not sound enjoyable, but what's more important, you know, getting the rest and getting the recovery. Now, obviously, maybe that's when you got to spend time with your spouse and with your family. So maybe that is more important. So maybe you got to try to change the time of your run, figure out what works best. Maybe you can catch a nap during the day, you know, depending on what you do for a living. But you just got to figure that out. Maybe it's, you know, maybe 7 hours is what works best for you most nights. And then a couple nights, maybe on the weekend, you can sleep in a little bit longer and get, you know, that full eight. But just go, you know, figuring out, getting time in bed, it's a pretty good way to make sure you're getting more rest. You know, just being there. Be there, shut your eyes, and you'll be surprised. Nature will take over. You'll fall asleep. But how can we maybe, if getting more hours, or maybe you're already getting 7 or 8 or 9 hours of sleep at night, how can you make that sleep more beneficial? How can you improve the quality? A couple of things that are fairly common sense, but, you know, still worth mentioning is limit the amount of caffeine you have during the day. Now, I used to think, and I still kind of think, that caffeine doesn't impact me that much as far as making me feel more awake, but it definitely increases your heart rate. It has some impacts, you know, at the cellular level. And those impacts, even though maybe you still fall asleep, you're not getting as deep and restful sleep. I have an app for my iPhone that's called, let me check here so I don't tell you the wrong thing. But basically what it does is it tracks the quality of my sleep every night. It shows how restless I am or how, you know, comatose that I am. It's called Sleep Cycle. I believe it was $2 on the App Store for iPhone. I'm pretty sure that there's an Android version as well, but I can't guarantee. But if you got an iPhone, you can check it out. And it does an alarm clock feature where it tries to wake you up when you're not in a deep REM cycle of sleep, because you'll be more likely to be able to wake up and feel refreshed at that moment. But it tracks the amount of quality of sleep that I have. And I've noticed that on days that I have caffeine later in the day, that I don't get as high of a quality of sleep. Another thing that I've noticed, and this flies counterintuitive to a lot of things that we've maybe thought in the past, but is that alcohol at night also decreases the quality of our sleep. So if you're used to having, and which I have been, and I haven't been one to enjoy a nightcap, you know, a little glass of you know, for me, tequila, a glass of tequila or a glass of gin is a great way to just kind of unwind and relax in the evening. But again, I've noticed that on those nights, even though I think I feel like I fall asleep just as quick, I don't wake up as rested. And I look at the graph on my app and it shows that I didn't get as much deep sleep. So I've tried to cut back on the nights that I have a drink, especially if I know I'm getting up early because I'm running the next morning. You know, the days that I'm not running in the morning, maybe I'm more likely to have a drink that night because I can sleep a little bit longer. I don't have to get up at 3 o'clock like I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays to get my run in before my personal training appointments. On Wednesday, I don't have anything that I have to get up early for. So I can sleep in until, you know, six. So I can maybe have a drink and get 9 hours of sleep that maybe aren't quite as good. Sacrifice a little quality for a little bit more quantity. But, you know, if you're trying to maximize the quality of your sleep, cutting out the alcohol is a good way to do that. And then the last thing that I want to talk about today, kind of a something that I've heard a lot about, and again, with the iPhone, they've made it really easy to do, maybe the iPhone doesn't make it easy, but limit your screen time in the evening. You know, after, you know, within about an hour or so of going to bed, try to shut the TV off, which is tough. I'm not very good at doing that. Try to get off your phone or your tablet or your computer. I am pretty good at doing that. I tend to shut the phone down. My wife might disagree, but I've gotten much better at getting off the phone for those, you know, that last half an hour, 45 minutes before bed. So not looking at the screen. But if you're going to be on your phone, and I know that iPhone does this because I actually just noticed it the other day, but they have a setting where, you know, if you swipe up from the bottom of the screen and it brings up like the flashlight app and the stopwatch and things like that, there's a button now in the middle that's kind of got a moon and a sun kind of superimposed on each other. And if you tap that, what that does is it changes the brightness settings of your screen, takes some of the blue light away and condenses it or makes it more of an orangey tint. And what that does is that blue light stimulates your eyes and your mind, and it makes it feel like you shouldn't be going to bed yet. So it makes it harder to fall asleep, harder to get into deep sleep if you've been on your phone right before you go to bed. By changing that light pattern, it actually, and I don't know all the science behind it, but I've seen the science and I've heard the experts talk about it. It actually kind of desensitizes you to the brightness of the screen and allows kind of your circadian rhythms to take over and allow you to fall into that deeper zone of sleep more quickly and stay there and get, you know, maximum quality. I know there's apps that you can get for your phone or for your phone. Now you don't even need to with the iPhone. Maybe you still do with the Android. You can get them for your tablets. You can get them for your computers, but man, with the iPhone now, it's native. Bam. So I have it set every night at 7 o'clock. It kicks on and it doesn't kick off until 5 a.m. in the morning. So if I happen to glance at the clock on my phone in the middle of the night, I'm not getting this bright, blinding light. I'm getting enough light that I can see the clock. All right, now I can go back to sleep. So that's something that I would definitely consider. If you have an iPhone, set that thing up ASAP. If you have an Android, hopefully if it's not native, you can probably find an app. I wouldn't even know what to search for, but I know they're out there. But just doing that, just changing that brightness setting of your device. If you can't get away from the device before bed, change that brightness and it'll help you get just a deeper zone of sleep. So you're getting that quality of sleep that we need, that's going to help us to become better runners, to help us to avoid running injuries, and help us to reach our goals, whatever those goals might be, whether it's your first 5K, you know, Boston qualifier, Olympic trials qualifier, finishing a marathon, whatever it might be. Sleep. That's just as important as anything that we're doing from a physical standpoint, from a training standpoint. We got to get our sleep, folks. I'm not an expert on sleep. I don't claim to be, but I know it's important. I know it's valuable. I've seen the research. I've talked to experts. I've listened to the experts talk. It's the best thing we can do. We'll make, you know, if you have to sacrifice a run to get more sleep, that's that important. It's that important. So with that, let's wrap up episode 250. 250. Wow. It's a number I don't know that I ever thought I'd see, but I'm excited to be here and I'm excited to keep going. And I'm excited to have Audible on board as a partner. Again, if you want to get a free audio book and a free 30-day trial of the audible.com platform, all you got to do is head over to dizruns.com/audible. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can get there real easy. Just tap the link and you're ready. Sign up. Boom, boom, boom. To get your free book. Check it out. And let me know what you think. If you try it out, let me know. I'd love to hear how it goes and what book you read. So with that, let's wrap this thing up. Dizruns.com/250. If you want to check out the show notes, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about the show. Always love to hear that as well. And again, let me know what book you tried with the audible.com trial. And with that, have a great rest of the day. Get some sleep tonight, y'all. Seriously, go to bed early. Sleep in a little bit if you can. But get that rest. It's that important. See ya.